my friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later, next hour, in the Morning Show studios, here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Newly minted nominee Donald Trump with a bandage on his ear following the attempted assassination, showing up inside Fiserv Arena for the first time. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Despite the heat, the humidity, and the thunderstorms,
things are going pretty well,
says Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
We've been able to maintain safety thanks to all the partners.
Johnson says there were two arrests on Monday, including
an individual who was climbing a fence into a restricted area,
and a woman who was standing in the street and refused to move.
Overall, it was a calm day.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
Donald Trump unveiled his new vice presidential pick, Ohio Senator and hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance, who says he was only told about the running mate selection 20 minutes before it was announced. Shoppers weren't really spending last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales were unchanged from June to May. Gas station and car dealership sales were both down. This is ABC News. Another milestone for the biggest singer on the planet. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the latest Taylor Swift story.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
Taylor Swift with a big new personal chart record. Her album, The Tortured Boats Department, number one on the Billboard 200 album chart for a 12th week, which is now her longest running number one. The albums 1989 and Fearless both spent 11 weeks atop the chart. Tortured Poets Department hit number one when it debuted May 4th and has been number one ever since. Another record, it's the first album by a woman to spend its first 12 weeks at number one. Whitney Houston's 1987 album Whitney was the previous leader with 11 weeks. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And with the opening of the Summer Olympics in Paris just about a week and a half away, there are still major questions about one of the most iconic venues, the Seine River itself. It is supposed to host a couple of swimming events, but it still is not clear if the river will be clean enough. It has been illegal to swim in the Seine for more than a century. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
A high in the low 80s today in less humid conditions. Northwest winds at 6 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and comfortable, a high of 75. Wednesday night, clear and cool, a low of 51. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild and a high of 77. And sunny and 79 on Friday.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE focuses on Boaz. Our good friends there are going to be welcoming one and all for Boaz Fun Days this weekend. And in the studio, we have Gene Nix, treasurer and secretary for Boaz Fun Days. And Daryl Clark is back to talk about Southwest WI Pullers, who will be a part of the festivities this weekend as well, and all summer long at a lot of community events. Well, Gene, here we are again. You were here just a year ago.
I know. And this year really snuck up on me because I'm thinking, I'm always going to get a head start on Fun Days, but this year marks our 50th year.
Wow.
The first one was in McCloy's field or pasture. I hope it wasn't in his pasture because that would have been nasty. But anyway, in 1974 started Boaz Fun Days. Mm-hmm. And what's really kind of neat, in our Macedon building, which will be open during Boaz Fun Days for people to go through, it's got the clippings of Boaz Fun Days the first year. So it's got a lot of history there. That's really neat to kind of read up on that.
That's nice that somebody scrapbooked that.
Oh, yeah. Gladys Anderson, you want to know anything about Boaz? Talk to Gladys. Yeah. So she knows everything. But we're trying to do a lot of neat things this year, being Boaz's 50th year. And we're going to especially have T-shirts out there again. And so I'll have my kids out there selling T-shirts to the people. We've got some special things to actually auction off this year. For the tractor truck pullers, we'll have down there, it's a antique John Deere pedal tractor.
Mm.
So, nothing against Daryl here, but it's green.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's green. I'd still take it, you know. I don't know if I could, the pedals might, and I might be able to reach the pedals.
I can.
Oh, you can.
I was looking for red, but they cost too much. But anyway, we're going to have 50-50 raffles going on. We've got actually ice cream on the grounds this year from Utter Butter Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be there. They came to our last poll last year. Their ice cream is awesome. And we're going to start out Friday night with our lion's fish fry. And that'll go until about 7 o'clock. And the softball tournament starts at 7. We did have 16 teams started. We were really pushing to have it full this year. But teams drop out. We're down to 14. So it's a good start there. And then we're going to have a DJ Friday night. So the Southwest Pullers, Daryl, will be in Friday night, and that's going to start at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it really starts livening up,
kind of getting underway.
Well, yeah, and a lot of pulling going on in general over the whole weekend. Boaz Fun Days, the neatest part about Boaz Fun Days, we could give away free tickets to everybody because there's no admission to it, and there's a lot of money that Boaz Fun Days committee spends to bring Southwest Pullers on Friday night, the American Mini Pullers on Saturday morning, and the Tri-State Pullers on Saturday night. They spend a lot of money to bring these shows to town, and it's all supported just through the sales of food and beverages, as well as the 50-50 drawings and the raffles. So it's all self-supported. So we'd invite anybody and everybody to come on out and enjoy a lot of just good family fun. There's
yes.
There's something there for everybody. And we'll let you talk about Saturdays. We'll get back to the truck and tractor pulling for both days here in a short bit.
Oh, Gene, last year you guys almost set an attendance record,
I think, didn't you, for Boaz Fun Days?
Yes. We opened up our hayfield right across from the park, and we've been praying, because of all the rain, that it doesn't get too wet. So we got our second crop off already, no rain on it, in the hay mouse, so there will be parking in the field. We just hope that people use caution when they go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how does the park look right now after the rains and everything?
Not bad. Not
good.
Bad. We still had our horse show last weekend, so it's still good.
Awesome. Good to hear. Well, tell us about Saturday, then.
Well, Saturday, evidently, when the garden tractor pullers come in, they are always hungry. So what the Lions Club asked me, can we put on a pancake breakfast early Saturday morning? And I says, well, that's great, because I'm not up and around with all the food yet at that time, so that's really helping me out. And then we're going to have the softball tournament again, starting again at 8 o'clock. And what we have going on Saturday, we have entertainment for the kids. There's games, face painting by Candace. She comes back every year. She loves doing it. then we also have the Boaz Saddle Club raffle drawing at 2 o'clock. So there's still going to be tickets to bought that day if you want. They're $20 a ticket, but there's four awesome guns. And so come up to the food stand there and we'll sell you a ticket. Excuse me. And then Saturday night, Donnie Razick is from Boaz. So he's going to be performing for us Saturday night, which underneath the shelter there, and so the fireworks. Mm. I've had a lot of sponsors actually sponsored the fireworks. Last year, they said it was the best one around anywhere. And I tell you, Brian and Richie and Ryan do an awesome job setting them off, and it's going to be better this year.
So that's probably at the end. Do you stop the ball game?
The ball game. We stop the poll at 9 o'clock is the fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be bigger this year. So don't go in my garage and smoke, because I know where all the fireworks are. But it's...
Good point. We won't do that. No.
No. And Tri-State is the ones coming in to pull Saturday mm-hmm. night, which is, I give kudos to the truck pullers, because, you know, I'm trying to set up, and I do the food stand down there, which Kevin Jasper actually built me a new food stand. So that's really nice, in memory of Lynn Jasper and Tractor Bob.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Tractor Bob?
I did not, but I know that that Kevin's dad, Randy, was also instrumental in the history of the park there at Boaz as well.
Yeah.
Could you talk about the board members and the people kind of behind the scenes there that help out, Gene?
Well, Kevin actually, he gets everything scheduled for the sleds and the tractor pulls and everything like that. Ken, next, my husband, he actually handles all the softball thing. And we've been struggling this year. We had a pole go down in the park. And with the insurance, we're getting some LED lights, and Alliant and REC is actually putting up poles for us. So we're going to get that going this year.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had a lot of good sponsors this year. It's phenomenal. All the sponsors coming out, and we're so grateful. Brian Swanson actually is the president of the Boaz Saddle Club. And they're the ones that helped me at the food stand. And that's the food stand up by the pulling track. So come see me. I've got pork. I got burgers. I've got brats, hot dogs, cheesy fries, cheese curds. I got so much food in.
You do. That's making me hungry right there.
Have you had your breakfast yet, Phil?
A little bit. A banana.
Yeah.
So I was going to mention, too, about the softball tournament. That's kind of something that you don't see a lot anymore in these communities.
No.
But Boaz has been able to always have theirs. That's kind of a staple of Boaz Fun Days,
isn't
it?
Boaz Fun Days started just with a softball tournament. That's how it actually started. And so we tried to keep that going. So this year, and I put it out there on Facebook, there's a bat that's engraved, Boaz Fun Days, 50 years, 74 to 24. So that will be a silent auction for that. So I put it out there so people can see it. It's, you know, I know some of the guys will want that to keep it in our little trophy case.
You going to run out anybody that was playing in that first tournament in 74? They can maybe still pick up the bat or not?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I know there's some that are still playing, like Richland County Bank. Mm-hmm. They might have been.
They're veterans of the tournament.
I know. It's just, Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Gosh, how old would they be? They'd be almost 68 or so.
Probably. Yeah. But I have to admit, I was at the very first Boaz Fun Days, and I remember a band playing on the flat rack hay wagon in Cloy's shed. And so humble beginnings, and that was all a part of the fundraiser to actually get the park, wasn't it?
It was, yes, because when they started out, and Kenny Huffman back in the day donated part of that field there on the side there. And I guess it was part of his farm, which I live on right now, to that for Boaz Fun Days. So it's grown. And the track, the guys really do an awesome job. The arena now, the horse arena, that we let anybody come and work their horses in there. I mean, we're going to have a horse show then on Sunday.
Okay.
And then we'll have chicken barbecue. And along with Jason Dobbs this year, Brian, and I don't know his last name, but he does the chicken for Lonesome Dove, stepped up and says, hey, I'll help you out there. So we're going to have our barbecue chicken also again for Sunday.
So you won't go hungry. I mean, we're talking
about fish fry,
pancake breakfast, everything that you serve, and then on Sunday.
And we have beverages, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Beverages, that's a big part of the whole weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then, anything else going on Sunday?
Well, we also have our beanbag tournament.
Oh.
And that's the Cooley Region cornhole tournament. And this guy, Mike, that comes in and runs that for me, he does a great job. He says, all we want when they're there is set up and have food and drinks, and they like playing. So when you're done playing softball, and if you're kind of out of it, go over and throw some beanbags, because it's getting to be a big ordeal, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. One thing I was really hoping to get this year, because it was fun last year, is the pig poop bingo.
That had to be canceled, or what? You just couldn't get enough pigs?
They couldn't find a place to raise the pigs, but it was such a riot last year, because I says, keep feeding those pigs, and don't wear them out until they poop on my numbers.
Right, so, right, exactly.
They didn't poop on my numbers.
They didn't? You didn't win last year?
No.
Oh, man. So I've heard it with cows so much, but I know Boaz was one of the first to have that I remember hearing about pigs.
Yeah, so. I didn't know what it was. So when I seen it, it's like, this is kind of neat. I like it.
Hmm.
But he says, keep him in mind.
Maybe next year.
I'm hoping, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I'll have to give him a spot to raise his pigs. I don't know.
Oh, awesome, Gene. Daryl, yeah, listen, you know, we were here a couple of weeks ago talking about Southwest Pullers and some really big meets. Now, Boaz kind of ranks right up there, doesn't
it? It absolutely does. And I'm here today to help promote Boaz Fun Days as a whole. Obviously, on Friday night, Southwest Pullers is taking the main stage at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday evening, the Tri-State Pullers will be in front of the, I guess you could say, the Boaz Grandstand, but they'll be in front of the grandstand at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. And now last year, if I remember correctly, was the first year that the Tri-State Pullers were in town for a show.
Yeah.
Now, Tri-State and Southwest are two of the premier regional clubs in this part of the state, and it's great to have them both in Boaz for their 50th Boaz Fun Days. But as far as polling, there's something for everybody this weekend. Mm-hmm. They're starting it out at 10 o'clock on Friday. Excuse me. Well, we'll go back to Friday night, 6 o'clock. The Southwest Pullers are going to start out with a couple local classes, a stock gas and a stock diesel class that's not sanctioned by Southwest Pullers. And then they'll have their full Southwest Pullers show, which headlines around, but it's not limited to the Pro Street diesel truck class. That's probably one of the biggest draws for Southwest Pullers is the Pro Street diesel truck class. That's a 2.6 diesel truck class for those that are familiar with polling. But then the Work Street diesel trucks, another popular class. And between those two classes, we'll have pullers that will probably could reach out as far as 150-mile radius to bring participants in, as well as an array of tractor classes as well for at least a 4 to 4.5 hour show on Friday night that starts at 6 o'clock.
Do they have to put Boaz in the GPS or can they find
it? Well, everybody can find Boaz. Everybody can find Boaz. But then on all roads lead to Boaz.
Gene's got a shirt that says all roads lead to Boaz.
And Then on Saturday after or Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, they're bringing the American mini pullers in, and that's garden tractors, and kind of a I wouldn't say a late addition. There was a little bit of a scheduling conflict with the American mini pullers, and it ended up working out fine. They're going to bringing their show in starting at 10 o'clock, and they're going to add that in with antique tractors, and some other farm tractors. And then at about 5 o'clock on Saturday evening, they'll have one class of 9,000 pound non-turbo tractors for the local farm participants to come in and enjoy and have fun and have their chance to pull there at Boaz as well. And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, the Tri-State Pullers will be in town too. Now, there's similarities but differences between the Tri-State and Southwest Pullers. So anybody out there that's interested in it, well, first of all, Southwest Pullers, you can check out their website, southwestwipullers.com, find out a little more about them. And then Tri-State Pullers, tristatepullers.com, you can find out more about them as well. They have some similar classes. They're going to be sharing two classes, two tractor classes, but as I mentioned earlier, the Southwest Pullers and their diesel truck classes, that's I wouldn't say they're solely known for that, but it's a big headline for the Southwest Pullers. And then, but the Tri-State Pullers, they're going to be bringing in some super stock and open stock four-wheel drive trucks, as well as two-wheel drive modified trucks, as well as one open tractor class, which depending on who is available and not having any other circuit conflicts and may show up to join us, we've had tractors that will turn out upwards of 5,000 horsepower that will potentially turn up on Saturday night. There's no guarantee with that, but I know that we'll have at least a handful of limited pro stocks, which will be in that 2,700 to 2,800 pound, horsepower range, diesel-powered tractors to put on quite a show there in Boaz. Now, that the track in Boaz has become quite a favorite for a lot of the pullers in the area, and Kevin Jasper that was mentioned earlier, he has done a lot of work on that track, done a lot of work in the park to make the park easier and better for the pullers as well. But so we've got a great weekend of pulling entertainment, and once again, the Tri-State Pullers kick off on Friday night at 6 o'clock, and we might be able to get the show in before the fireworks at the end, but the fireworks will be right around dusk, about that time.
Yes.
So a full weekend of pulling. Anything out there that you can pull, there's probably going to be that taking place on the track in Boaz over the weekend.
Well, you see people pulling maybe both nights, or
there's two classes that Tri-State and Southwest do share. Matter of fact, a unique part about Southwest show on Friday night, the altered farm tractors as well as the improved farm stock tractors will be already pulling once that evening in Bloomington at the Blake's Prairie Junior Fair with the Tri-State Pullers. But these organizations work together, Phil, and it's great that the two organizations work together. So they'll schedule them first in the pulling order at one event, and then they will hit the road and come to Boaz to finish out the night at Boaz. So
the engines will still be warm, won't they?
Therefore, those two classes will be back in Boaz on Saturday night as well. So you'll get to see them in Boaz on both evenings.
It's great that you work together like that.
Everybody has to, but it was last year, I believe, the Friday night Southwest pull conflicted with a pull in St. Charles, Minnesota. And there was one of those classes that pulled first in St. Charles, Minnesota and hit the road for a 2.5 hour very quick trip down to Boaz to put on a show. Now, that's the dedication of the pullers, and that says a lot about the pulling community out there as well.
That really does. Dedication to just to get there and be a part of it. So you got to love it, don't you?
Yeah. So we'd invite anybody and everybody. Come on out. Enjoy the afternoon on or the evening on Friday evening with Southwest Pullers. on Saturday morning, the mini pullers as well as the antique tractors, and then 5 o'clock that evening on Saturday evening, a farm class, a 9,000-pound non-turbo farm class, and then the tri-state pullers to bring their show to town, and then the fireworks in the end on Saturday evening, and then Sunday as well, as Jean had mentioned.
Oh yes, and Sunday it's kind of like my cooling down period, kind of sort of.
when do you get your nap then, Jean?
I don't.
Oh, you don't. Maybe Monday. No?
Okay. But the pullers, you know, the groups that come in, you know, and I'm usually there setting up, and that I would have to thank those guys, you know. They go, what can we do to help you? Can we get you some stuff? And they'll carry stuff over for me. So they're a good community to have come into us because they help out so much there.
Yeah, definitely. And as Daryl mentioned, the track is in good shape.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like you'll be ready to roll.
And then I ran out of paint. I had to paint our bridge in Boaz. If you notice our little walk bridge, it's pretty bright red. I didn't realize how red that was going to be. But anyway, I started painting the announcing stand. And of course, Kevin did notice that. It's red. Sorry.
Is it red?
It's okay. Red.
Well, most international red. That'll make the international puller happy.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a great day. Now, the horse show is more or less a fun show, and they do a lot of stuff that is hilarious. They'll do like Dizzy Cowboy. They go down, they have a baseball bat, they have to go around 10 times and try to run back. And I tell you what, you keep laughing and laughing because they get so far and plop on the ground. And it's just, it's hilarious what they do out there. But our Boaz Saddle Club is a great club. They're the ones that actually help put on the food at the track, cooking and stuff. So I have to give them a big thanks, because Catherine Swanson, she's there from daylight to dark with me.
The proceeds from Boaz Fun Days, do they go right back to the community and the park?
Well, it pays all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, and that's why we tell people, please don't carry in, you know, because the money that we make, and I hate to say this because people don't realize how much it costs to put on this. It's $23,000 just for the pulling. So we have to raise money.
Wow. Yeah, you do. And then you mentioned fireworks. It all adds up, doesn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
So, well, good for
it's
you
probably
guys.
Going to be close to $4,000 plus for fireworks
okay.
this year, because it's the 50-year one, and we're going to really blow it up.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's worth it. Is worth
oh, yeah. It's worth it. And, you know, even though all the work and stuff I put into it, it's nice to see it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to leave the blowing up to the fireworks. We hope that none of that happens on the pulling track.
Yeah, we'll hope not. Yeah, you're going to be the announcer, right?
I'll be there on Saturday evening. On Friday evening, I'll have a conflict. But, you know, once again, Southwest, just touching a little bit on their schedule, just some highlights. Once again, you can find it on their website. But rescheduled July 27th. In Boscobel, Smoke in the Valley, that was canceled. It got rained out about in June, so that is rescheduled for July 27th at 6 p.m. And then on down the line, Hub City on August 16th. Elroy Fair, it got rained out. That is rescheduled for Saturday, September 14th. Now, but then also, we've talked before here on WRCO, the Richland County Fair on Friday night, September 6th, will be in front of the grandstand at the Richland County Fair. And then the Tri-State Pullers, you know, they're going to be in the region as well, too. Lansing, Iowa on August 10th, that's a 1 p.m. show. Lancaster at the Grant County Fair on Saturday, August 17th. Crawford County Fair, August 23rd. It's a Friday night, 6:30 p.m. start at the Crawford County Fair in Gays Mills. And then Mineral Point at the Iowa County Fair on August 31st as well. So a full season for both of those clubs. And first and foremost, it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate this week.
Yes.
Friday night and Saturday night, two great nights of polling, and during the day on Saturday, mini pullers, antique tractors, and a farm class as well. Come on down, bring your hunger, bring your thirst, go home satisfied with everything, with the softball tournament and all of the meals and all the fundraisers. And Gene did mention this is an expensive project for Boaz to undertake, so they need to have that revenue from people attending. And once again, just reiterating, there is no admission. One of the few places that either Southwest or Tri-State can go to, and there's no admission to get in.
That's a great deal. Now, you get points, right? The people that are pulling?
The Southwest pulling and Tri-State pullers as well.
Right.
I mean, their season, it's a points, accumulated points program, and you can check out the latest on each of their respective websites as well. And, you know, as we get to the end of the season, the competition gets tight. You know, we were going to have the last full show at the Richland County Fair. Now we've got the rescheduled Elroy poll on September 14th for the Southwest pollers, and then Tri-State pollers will end up on September 7th. That's a Saturday night at Mabel, Minnesota.
All important polls, though.
Absolutely.
Get down to the
every
end of the
one of them, yep. Is. If you miss a poll, or if you happen to break down, your season's point standings are really in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. So weather has affected the schedule a little bit.
Absolutely has. Mother Nature has the upper hand.
But Jean has, she's done something right. She's got the weather people cooperating for this weekend.
Well, because I said, you know, because with people parking in our field, I made a comment. I says, well, if they get stuck, I guess I can charge them to be pulled out.
Hey, that's a moneymaker.
That's right. I want to also say, with Boaz Fun Days, we do a benefit pull every year. And this year it's September 14th. And this year is for Don Maley, who's been battling cancer. So if it come out that day too, we'll have stuff to sell and eats and drinks for a benefit.
The park does stay busy through the year, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's available for people to rent out too if they want the buildings?
Always renting out. Like I said, our horse arena. We have horse shows about every other week out there. And again, you know, support the Boaz Saddle Club, and the 4-H uses our ball diamond. It's one of the better ones around, and the lines are straight because I did the weed thing this year, so that's, and painted and stuff, so yes.
What's your favorite part of Boaz Fun Days, Jean?
When it's over. No.
Other than that.
Well, no, I love seeing the people coming, and they come up because I'm cooking, and they, you know, chit-chat with them a little bit because I run the girls and the fryers, you know, and it's nice to see the people coming up and how they enjoyed it. And I like the comments they make afterwards. Like last year, the fireworks, they said, is just phenomenal. And they like the food there, and it's just a great time.
You must go through a lot of food. Do you have to go for reinforcements once in a while if you get low on some of your products or not?
Well, I think I have plenty on hand this year.
Okay. It'd be a good problem to have, though.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else either one of you would like to add today?
Just mention that. Come on out. Enjoy the night. We give out free admission tickets to everybody, Phil.
Yep.
You know, WRCO can give them out forever. Ooh. Because...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's no admission. Come on out. Enjoy. Get something to eat. See your friends and neighbors. Family entertainment for everybody, no matter what you're looking for. And seriously, there's a good likelihood you'll see some of the better pulling vehicles from the upper Midwest in little old Boaz this coming weekend.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of the antique ones too. A lot of people like those during the day on set.
We should hook your tractor and Ron Fruit's tractor.
Yeah.
Chain them up drawbar to drawbar and see who wins.
I was going
to
say it could be the pulling sled.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks both of you. Here's to a good weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.
Gene Nix joining us from Boaz Fun Days, treasurer and secretary, and also Daryl Clark, a good friend from Southwest WI Pullers, in this portion of the morning show.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this summer. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Please join us in welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Joining us on WRCO Radio, we have some members of the Sharks swim team here with us today, and one of their assistant coaches, Stephanie Worthington, is here, and Morgan and Brooklyn are here as well. Stephanie, certainly this is a fast-moving summer, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, Phil. We had our invite last Saturday, and once you hit that, then it's all downhill from there. We have a couple meets left, and I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves once swim team's over. It kind of is our sole focus on the summer, and the kids have such a great time, and it's such a great program.
You had one canceled last night. Will that be made up?
We're unsure at this time. I guess I can't answer for sure, but I know when meets are made up, it's hard to get enough swimmers for the made-up days because we get our schedule out early on in the year, and people kind of plan around meets, so I'm not for sure about that.
Okay. And then you have the meet on Wednesday night, a home meet. It's your last home meet, isn't it?
It is our last home meet. We've had, this will be our third this year. We've had great parents really step up. We've had quite a few new swimmers this year, and the parents just step in and they say, what do you want me to do? And we just delegate. And we have a really core group of parents this year who are doing good things to help support the team. We have a quadrangular tomorrow. We have, I believe, is it Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and then Reedsburg is joining us. They have a small swim team, and they asked if they could join in with us. So we're having a quad meet tomorrow, which should be fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being there. WRCA will be there for our annual Simons swim meet focus. So it's going to be a good time.
Yes, it should. And we have some good concessions going. I know tomorrow night we have TKO Barbecue donated our pizzas for us.
Wow.
Yes, we were very thankful we had a Wednesday meet because they deliver on Mondays now. So we have a Wednesday meet, so they were able to provide all our pizzas for us, which was really nice. We've had other businesses step up this summer. The Phoenix Center delivered pizzas or donated pizzas for us for one meet. We've had the Locker and Pizza Hut have given us deals on different things. And then Richland Electric has donated our water for the season. So a lot of members of the community really taking an interest in the Sharks and helping us out a lot.
Are there good numbers for the team this year?
We're up, I think, about 15 swimmers from last year, which is great. But we are still probably, I would guess, about the smallest team in the conference. We have a lot of swimmers who swim really well and they finish really well. But as a team, we are still short on numbers. So it's hard to win meets, but we have kids winning a lot of races.
Mm-hmm. So you'd always encourage people to come out and check out what it's all about. Maybe a chance to come out and watch a meet might encourage someone.
Yes, definitely. Tomorrow night, the warm-ups start at 4:30, but the swimming starts at 5. So if you're interested in Sharks, I highly encourage you to come out. I was on Sharks back when I was younger. I won't tell you how long ago that was. But my biggest regret, and Morgan and I were talking about this the other day, my biggest regret is I didn't start until I was 10, and I just wish I would have started sooner. So I encourage anyone listening who is interested in swimming at all, just take a look at it. It's really a fun time, and the camaraderie and the friendships you make, it's a great program.
So you have a few rookies of the year this year on the team, don't you?
We have a lot of new kids, and the improvements you've seen in them, it's amazing. Some of the kids went from, you know, struggling to finish a length, and they'd push off from the bottom a bit, which is great for them to be out there and really push themselves, and now they're winning races, and it's really neat to see.
It's great to see that light bulb go on, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and you never know if you don't try, right? I hear people say, well, I'm not the best swimmer. That's okay. That's what coaches are there for, and we separate people out based on ability, and we help them, and we really focus on what they need help with.
The Simons Recreation Complex is a great facility, as we know, and I believe is it the only indoor place for swim meets?
Yes, it's the only indoor pool, which can be an advantage because then the kids are swimming in the warmer water, and you know they're used to that and not the cold. And the disadvantage at the swim meet, it gets really hot. It gets really warm in there, but it's really nice. The kids have the longer pool to practice in, so when you reach some of those shorter distances, they're really conditioned and they swim really well.
Well, you brought along Morgan and Brooklyn today.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to chat a little bit here with us as well on the morning show. Well, first of all, Morgan, how's your summer going?
It's been going great, Phil.
Great. What's been the highlight so far?
Swim team.
So is that like your favorite hobby when you're not on the Sharks team, is still swimming and practicing?
I do love to swim a lot. Most of our days are spent in the pool, at least half of the time.
Wow. Can you imagine life without swimming?
No, I cannot.
It'd be difficult. So what grade will you be going into in the fall?
I will be going into fourth grade.
Okay, great. And what events have you been involved in this year with the Sharks?
I have swam almost every event for swim team. And I've also been to a few parades for the team.
And what is your favorite event?
I really like the butterfly or the short free.
Okay. And you're in some relays as well?
Yes, our 9-10 girl relay has been doing amazing this year. We have placed in every single one of them.
Good for you. So you have the meet tomorrow. Now, have you already had the conference meet, Stephanie?
No, we had invitational last Saturday, and then the conference meet is in two Saturdays. I believe it's the 27th, and that's at Mineral Point.
Is it kind of a sad time when the season ends then, generally?
It most definitely is. I love making friends on the swim team, and when swim team's over for the summer, it's just, what are we going to do with a whole month of nothing?
Maybe vacation time, right?
Well, I bet I can fill up August.
I bet you can, too. Do you spend some time reading and doing some other things in the summer as well?
Most definitely, yes. I am a huge bookworm.
Are you?
She usually finishes a book on the way to and back from a swim meet. She usually gets through or about halfway through a book in the car.
That is impressive. What's your favorite type of book to read?
I really like mysteries, but the series I'm into are Harry Potter and Mr. Limoncello.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, good luck with that. We have your sister Brooklyn here as well. Good morning, Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good.
What grade will you be going into in the fall?
I'll be going into second grade.
And you're on the Simon Shark swim team. What is your favorite event?
I really like breaststroke or the 50-free.
Okay. And those are fun. Have you made some other friends?
Yeah. I made maybe about five.
So far? That's awesome. Good deal. Will you be sad to see the season end with the Sharks?
Yeah, I don't know what I'll do.
You'll find something, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you also like to read?
I like reading a bit, but I can read in the car, but not really. It hurts my head.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I am, too. I've never been able to read in the car.
Me neither.
I get a little motion sickness, I think.
Yes.
So kudos to you, Morgan, that you can still do that and enjoy your books. So you'll be swimming tomorrow night with the Sharks. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes. I don't know when I'm going to swim yet, but I hope it's breaststroke and 50-free.
Do you like Coach Chad?
Yeah.
Do you? It's the other coach, that Stephanie mom coach, right? That's a little harder on you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do ask me when I do the morning practices. They say, can we go to the night practice today? Which is fine. I understand. Sometimes you just need a different outlook on things.
Absolutely. And maybe you like to swim better at night then, do you?
Yeah.
During the day?
It's just more fun. They do more relays mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Well, you two have brought along a quiz today. And I know that you maybe looked kind of silly last year. I'll allow you to do that again. I've already been quizzed once today. It's a big day for final exams for me this summer in summer school.
Was it a fridge hanger earlier?
Well, I had 9 of 10, Stephanie. So,
okay. This is only 7 questions, but I will tell you, I believe none of the questions are repeated from last year.
Okay. So, Morgan and Brooklyn, are you going to give me the quiz then?
Yes.
Okay.
This year, the Sharks are lucky enough to have 4 coaches, Coach Chad, Coach Stephanie, Coach Nora, and Coach Ryan. How many years of experience do the 4 of them combined competing on not coaching a swim team?
Okay. How many years of experience do the 4 of them have combined?
A, 27, mm-hmm. B, 38, C, 43, or D, 49.
Wow. Okay. I'll circle my answer. All right.
How many teams are in Southwest Swim Conference? A, 5, B, 6, C, 7, or D, 8?
How many teams?
You've read through, I think, all of them on the write-ups you read.
So. I have. All right. Go ahead.
In a standard swim meet, not including invitational or conference, what is the maximum number of events a swimmer can participate in? A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 6?
Okay.
How many Olympic distances events do our swimmers have the opportunity to swim? A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, or D, 3?
Oh, you're being tough on me here, girls.
That was a Coach Chad question.
Coach Chad? I always liked him, too. All right. I've got my answer. Go ahead.
This question is worth 2 points. For 1 each correct answer.
Eve is the youngest member on the Sharks. Malachi is the oldest. How old is Eve? How old is Malachi?
Okay. All right. I think I've got it. Okay. Go ahead.
How many years of Sox team photos are currently hanging on the wall at Simon's?
How many years of Sharks team photos? Well, I'm trying to figure if they had one every year, but I'm not sure they did. So.
That was also a Coach Chad question. So.
That guy, boy, he's being tough on me, isn't
right?
he?
Right?
Let me see. Okay. All right. And who's going to give me the last question?
I will.
All right.
How many lane sponsors do the Sharks have at Simon's? And you know who the lane sponsors are because they have the banners mm-hmm. at the lanes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Wow. That's a tough one. I don't know if this is going to be a fridge hanger tonight. It may be hanging somewhere else.
Think of how much knowledge you'll have tomorrow night when you come to the swim meet, though.
I'll be better prepared.
Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm, to talk, I guess, a little bit better about it.
And you can talk to Bo and you can tell him all these things and he'll be very impressed.
Okay, I'm sure he will. All right, Morgan and Brooklyn, you're going to give me the answers then?
This year, the Sharks are lucky enough to have four coaches: Coach Tad, Coach Stephanie, Coach Nora, and Coach Ryan. How many years of experience do the four of them have combined swimming on, not coaching a swim team?
Okay, I went with C, 43.
That is incorrect. It is B, 38. Coach Tad swam for 5 years, Coach Stephanie for 9 years, Coach Nora for 11 years, and Coach Ryan for 13 years.
24, 33, 38.
Were you checking my math?
I was. So I was close, but got it wrong.
How many teams in Southwest Conference the B6 is the correct answer?
Man.
The teams are Richland Center, Basketball, Prairie du Chien, Lancaster, and Mineral Point and Dodgeville.
Oh, I was going to say, she almost stopped it. I guessed 5. So, I was guessing them without the Sharks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Should we give that
no,
to
No, no. I'm fishing.
Now, a long time ago, we used to have, back when I swam again, we used to have Schulzberg as part of our conference.
So, there were 7 then?
There used to be 7. Yeah, that was quite a drive to go to Schulzberg.
I guess so. Sure. No, I was thinking of 5 because I was trying to think, you know, we've been broadcasting for several years, mm-hmm. and I was trying to remember the teams that have been there, but I missed one. Oh, I'm 0 for 2, girls. What's next? Number 3.
In a standard swim meet, not including invitational or conference, what is the maximum number of events a swimmer can participate in?
I went with B4.
That is incorrect. It is C5.
What?
The swimmers can swim 3 individual events and 2 relays.
Wow. This is a learning experience for me. I was going with kind of like my track knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking it was 4.
Well, if it was invite or conference, it'd be 4.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You always have a way of making me feel better. It's not, you know, totally right, but...
Find that silver lining.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Brooklyn.
How many Olympic distances events do our swimmers have the opportunity to swim? The answer was D, 3. The 50 freestyle, the 100 freestyle, and the 200 IM.
I went with 2. Oh, for 4. Boy, this is going to be a learning experience for me tomorrow at Simon's. I'll tell you what.
This question is worth 2 points, one for each correct answer. Eve is the youngest swimmer on the Sharks. Malachi is the oldest. How old is Eve? How old is Malachi? Eve is 5 years old, and well, Malachi is 18.
You didn't let him answer your question.
Brooklyn did that.
I had Eve as 4. I had Malachi at 18.
He's really 19, but he was 18 when he joined. So
it's about birthdays. So as of June 1st, they mm-hmm. go how old you are.
How old was Eve on June 1st?
She's 5.
She is 5.
Yes.
So she was 5 in June. I'm just trying to get something right here.
You can be on swim team if you're 4.
That's what I thought.
If you can swim the length without wearing a flotation device.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a half right.
You did. You got a point.
Oh. 1 point. Thank you. I appreciate the applause, Morgan. All right, question 6.
How many years of the Sharks team photos are currently hanging on the wall at Simon's?
30.
25. There are pictures of the 1993 team, and then there are a few years missed along the way.
30 was close.
It was close.
Right.
That was, like I said, that was a Coach Chad question. He went and counted all the pictures on the wall for me.
So. Well, we'll have to say some smart things about him tomorrow night, won't
there
we?
There you go.
All right. Question 7.
Okay. How many lane sponsors do the Sharks have at Simons? And I can already predict you're not going to get this correct, but go ahead.
6.
That is incorrect. There are 11 lane sponsors. There were 6, but this year we asked for more sponsors. We had people step up, and we have banners now on each end of the lane.
Oh. Because
the little kids usually end their races on one end, and the bigger kids end on the other, and it's easier for relays to send little kids places. So we have 11. We have the Knights of Columbus, Metco, Schreiber's, the Richland Hospital, Richland County Bank, Julie Karen State Farm, Family Prescription Center, Pratt Funeral Service, Culligan, Rewald, Sabronic and Frawley, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, and Precision Controls and Service. And then, like I said, we also had other sponsors who are people who stepped up and donated things, like the pizza for tomorrow from TKO Barbecue.
Awesome. Well, thank you. This has been fun, even though I have failed miserably. One right.
But you learned things, so when you learn something, is it really a failure?
Spoken like a true teacher. Girls, what do you think of my effort today?
It was good, but it sort of wasn't good.
It was good, but it sort of wasn't good.
But you did it with a smile, though.
I did.
And you said things confidently. That's what I tell kids. If you say it confidently, we'll believe you.
Right. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
We're actually, after this, we're going to swim team practice.
Good. Well, give them my best. Get ready for tomorrow night, then. We will see you. We'll look forward to the broadcast. You ladies, take care. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Phil.
See you tomorrow.
It was a lot of fun. Morgan, Brooklyn, and Stephanie Worthington. And again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night with the Simons Sharks swim meet coverage. Bo Hendricks will join me at the pool, and we'll be there and begin the broadcast again. The meet begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it. This week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201.